You're listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. What's your story?
Hi, I'm Fortunato Restagno. I'm a brand coach with a personal coach. Personal coach helps advisors across Canada build momentum in their confidence, focus, and freedom. And we do that through custom business coaching. And today we have a special guest, Jeff Keller from WK Financial. Jeff, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. So let's get started here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. How you got into the business, how long you've been in business, where you are, size of your team, or anything else you want to share.
Absolutely. Well, again, Jeff Keller, and we are in Stratford, Ontario. I got in the business about 24 years ago. It'll be, 24 years ago. Doesn't seem that long ago. I used to have a cousin that was in the business, and he would come over and visit my parents and do planning and investments and stuff like that. So I was always interested in it. I went to school and took economics in university, and came right out of university and actually started working for that cousin. And so it's just gone from there. So today we have four advisors in the office, five admin staff, and we do mostly financial planning. And we touch on investments, insurance, estate planning, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, great, thanks. So you got your business to a point where it was, providing great value for your clients, but then you wanted to take it to the next level. And let's talk about how we met.
Sure. Well, it was interesting. I belonged to a study group of other financial planners with our dealer. And you were one of the guests, you were the guest speaker that day, talking about branding and showing us some examples of what you had done. And it was at that point I decided, well, we need to have this done. We've never really had a branding session before. We just kind of made up our own logo and away we went, and it's been changed. And, there was no real focused message out to clients or prospects. So after that meeting, I got in touch with you and said, let's chat.
Okay. So you just found it was the right time to take it.
Yep. Next level. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And how long ago was that? Was that about 5 years ago?
5 years, maybe. Yeah. It was about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Time flies.
Oh, no kidding. Yes. So can you just tell me what, we sat down and did a discovery meeting, and the first thing we talked about was your brand objectives.
Yeah.
Can you share what some of those brand objectives were for you?
Well, a couple of them were, we weren't really focused on anything, and we thought we knew who our market was, and it turned out we really didn't. We had an idea, but it didn't really turn out that way. And we didn't really have a focus, the other advisors and I in the office. So we wanted to put together something that really we could all lean on. We could all show people, and they would know who we work with and who works with us and where we are. The other thing, it's a small community, Stratford, and creating that brand would help the recognition in the community as well. So that was one of the things. And one of the other interesting things, we are in a small house, not a small house, but a house type in office in Stratford downtown. And we're set back from the road, and people, even our own clients, would have a hard time finding us. So we needed something to stick out so that when people walk by, or we could just say, look for, and in this instance, the blue door, and then that's, they knew where the office was. So it kind of helped with that as well. And even with prospecting, it's good to have something, again, a consistent message with all of the advisors when you're prospecting about what we do and the brand. And so when people saw that brand, they knew exactly what it meant and what it stood for.
Okay. Yeah, cool. So speaking of that, you mentioned the blue door.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat down and did a full day discovery with you and your team. And you do take a much of a team approach.
Yes.
And then we came back with this concept, and we said, we're going to rip out your front door and put something else in there.
Yeah.
Can you just talk about that experience and what that meant for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the great things about the process was the fact that you guys went and did a survey with our clients, and you asked what they like about us, why they work with us, and who they were and what they were in the community. And you came out with this, they deal with you because you treat them like family. You're strong with the family market. That's who loves you the most. And And so it kind of went from there. So they love coming to the office because, again, it doesn't feel like an office. It feels like a home. And people love that. And so the door kind of came to be, well, you know, it's an old 18th century door from a farmhouse reclaimed. And it looks beautiful on the front. And we painted it a blue because that's the color scheme we wanted to go with to match the office. And so now people just look for the blue door. And it's been an interesting process doing that. So that was a great branding exercise. I think that the best thing about it was really talking to our existing clients and figuring it out what it is they liked about us and what we did well. And that made all the difference.
Well, it's interesting because I remember going through this process with you and asking you questions and getting feedback. And one of my observations was your whole team communicated like a family. Like you had grandfather advisor, there was you, like the father, the junior advisors, the admin. And you guys weren't related, but you just had this family feel. You had fun, you bickered, you worked well together, you took a team approach with all your clients. And then you also treated your community like family. Like you were involved with charities and supporting the hospital. I remember you told a story that there was a problem with a traffic light, I believe, and nobody was doing anything about it. And you helped money make that happen.
Yep.
So because, you know, kids are walking across the street and so forth, and you wanted to look after the community.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we came up with this door that represents who you are. And of course, it went through your ideal client profile.
Mm-hmm.
And the door stands for traditional family values. It's the place to, you know, where you begin, where you open the door to begin, open and begin.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And, you know, we live in the community, we work in the community, but we also live here. So, you know, we're involved in quite a bit, all of us here in the office, not just myself and the advisors, but our staff as well. Right. Staff has been with us for over 20 years, most of our staff. So it is truly a family here. And I think that's the vibe we give off when clients come in.
We're working together 8 hours a day or so. That's
great. Yeah. We see our coworkers more than we see our spouses sometimes. Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's also kind of interesting too, that the door, cause I have friends in Stratford.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, have you heard of, you know, WK Financial? And before they would say no. And I would say, it's the place with the blue door. And they go, oh, yeah, I know exactly where that place is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had mentioned people would stop and take pictures of it as well. So it became this landmark.
Yeah, it's the Stratford Festival, of course, is here. And we have a lot of visitors. It's a very much a tourist town. And the biggest hotel is just down the road from us. And they walk by our office to get to the theater downtown. And we want a lot of time during the summer, I'll look out and they're taking pictures of our door as they're walking by. So yeah, people definitely notice it. That's for sure.
Yeah. And then we remember we had an open house, and it was like a family event.
Yeah.
We invited families. You had balloons. You had entertainment. You had
you did character sketches.
I did. That was an old thing I did way back when I was a teenager. I was a caricature artist, and I thought, well, what the heck?
Well, my oldest daughter still has hers at school in college. So there you go. It's on her wall.
Yeah. I occasionally bump into people that say, hey, you drew me 20 years ago. I was a guy that liked to listen to music, and I had really big ears. Do you remember me? And I'm like, oh, yeah. So that's how I see people. But anyway, that's interesting. So tell me, how did the brand, so of course you put a brand in place to communicate your value to your ideal clients. And we did an ideal client profile. We looked at the business personality traits and the type of clients that you want. We tried to match that. But the brand also has an effect on the internal culture of your organization. Can you tell me a little bit about that, how it supported your team? You know, there's communication within the team, and there's the tools that you have as well. So can you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, what made it easier, it did cut down on client meetings because you spent less time talking about who we are, what we do. And we were able to create documents that actually showed it. That was a consistent message throughout. I mean, there are four advisors. We all do things a little bit differently. But the main message is we're planners and we're here to help. And that's one great thing that the branding did for us, is made our message consistent with prospects and clients. It's also really helped us, again, and we talked about this already, but the blue door is an amazing feature out of all of this, because people actually know, like you just said, I can be downtown and they ask, where do I work? I say, WK Financial, where's that? I tell them it's the one with the blue door and they go, oh yeah, we know where that is. So it really helped identify the brand. And not just with our clients and spouses, but also with centers of influence in the community, which is important in Stratford. We have a lot of lawyers, a lot of accountants. And the fact that now we have a document to show them and tell them what we do is a lot easier than me going face to face with them all the time. I still see them like that, don't get me wrong, but it's easier just to explain the story and why we do certain things.
Right, right.
The, you know, we have a one of our, the branding was the Enter and Begin. I'm sure we'll talk about that later, but that was, it's on our front, right underneath our front steps. It says Enter and Begin, and it's part of the branding process. And I constantly have people just asking me, what does that mean? And that's all I wanted out of it, right? Just to make that, it's not a story, but they see it, they wonder, they ask. And that's step one of obtaining a good client.
Create that curiosity and deliver the answer for that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because one of the terms that's big in this industry is that as an advisor, you have a value proposition.
Yep.
And as clients, they need to know what you do. And so I've been doing this for quite a while, working with advisors, and the word value proposition comes up a lot, even within their dealers. Make sure you have a value proposition.
Right.
And extremely valuable. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when we do value propositions, it sounds the same from one advisor to the next. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of clients, you know, they have specific needs, and a lot of them are very similar to what the industry is providing. And so I think the things like the blue door are the connector or the differentiator between the two. Like you said, it opens the door to, pardon the pun, opens the door to people's emotions and curiosity and interest. To say, okay, you know, you have a value proposition, but the language and everything is all around this family concept and this blue door, and it just differentiates you from everybody else out there. And not saying you might not be different, maybe you are, but it's the main connector.
Absolutely, I mean, and the nice thing is, you're right. There's a lot of other advisors in Stratford, and this does set us apart. But the other thing that I forgot to mention as well is when things change, and in our business, compliance is a big thing, and the regulations change all the time. And CRM2 came out. One of the things we wanted to do, and this was after we did the branding project, was to create a piece that actually explained that well. And all I had to do was call you and say, can you put together something? This is what I wanted to say. You had the colors, you had the logo, you had the... Everything is still consistent with our branding, and we are able to create another document that we could put with our brochure and with our everything else we have. And it looked like it had always been there. It wasn't just an add-on, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing I love about when guys need to order business cards or something, we have a color number. I think I forget what you call it, but there's a number there we give to the people who do the coloring. And they know exactly what color to use. So it really, again, it's consistency. And no matter what message we're trying to convey, it really helps with that.
So how did it affect your team as far as communicating the value that you provide?
Well, it definitely gave them more confidence. I mean, at the time, advisors were concerned about how is this going to impact our business, the new CRM2 rules and stuff like that. And it just gave them confidence in, yes, it's easy to explain. And I can give this piece to new clients, prospects, and they can see what differentiates us from other advisors in the community. The other thing it did is it really gave them something to lean on as well, right? Mm-hmm. And we aren't just individuals in this office. We are a team. We work together. Yes, we have our own clients, but we all really work together very, very well. And so when someone's away, they see us as a team, and a client can come in and talk to any one of us, and we cover for each other all the time, which is fantastic. I mean, it's a good bunch of people here too. But what it does is it creates that consistency. Again, that clients see. So when a client comes in, even if, you know, Andrew isn't in today, I can see Jeff, you know, they all work the same way. They have the same philosophies. They do the same stuff. So it's really, it really helps with that as well, is making sure clients understand we are a team, and clients love that. And the advisors are able to discuss that in more detail with their clients, with marketing pieces like the value added proposition piece, and even the brochure, where they see the team, they see the family that we have here, and they just feel like they're part of it. So it's just the way, the train of thought, I guess, that the clients go through.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm gonna take a drink here.
So, what advice would you give to upcoming advisors? There's a lot of advisors that are, they've grown their business. You know, they might be in their, let's say, mid-30s or so, 35 to 45, and they want to take their business to the next level. It's important to them. They're possibly growing their team a little bit. Is there any advice you would give? You've been in this business a long time, and I'm just talking about branding, but, you know, that could be included. But anything in general, what kind of advice you would give them?
Well, I mean, part of the branding process, we were just five at the time, doing our own thing. I was WK Financial, and they just were kind of here. And even though we didn't act that way, that's what clients saw. And I think as an advisor, it's very difficult in these days to put yourself out there as the guy or the girl and just saying, you know, I'm the only one that matters. It's very, very tough. Clients don't want that. They want to see that they're going to be taken care of no matter what happens. For example, if Jeff gets hit by that proverbial bus, is there someone else there to take over? And the branding does that. The branding takes away the individuality and says, look, you know, there's a team here. There's a family here working for you, not just admin staff, but everybody. And I think that's important. And advisors can't know everything either. So having other advisors to bounce ideas off of and be willing to do that makes a big difference. So the branding process really created that mentality here in the office that we are a team and we all work under an umbrella. We still are individuals. We do our own thing. We own our own clients. Like, that's the way it goes. But we don't feel like we're individuals. And clients don't think it's just me and nobody else. They look at us as a team. The other side of it is, it's good to grab focus on, one of the biggest surprises when we did the branding was, who is our target market? And I always thought it was business owners and retirees. That's what I always was. I looked at my client list and that was my the average age. I looked at who they were. But doing this process actually made us realize, well, no, people deal with, a lot of families deal with you. And they deal with you because you act like a family with your staff and with the advisors. So the whole process surprised me from that point of view that, you know, we may think we know who our clients are and we think we're marketing to those people. But in fact, for us, for example, it was different. And so we changed our whole marketing thing. So we don't advertise in business publication magazines. We don't advertise in the newspaper. We do family events now. And in fact, we're just setting up a new one, three series seminar on teaching our clients, teenage kids, financial literacy. And we're starting that in March. So there's, you know, that's the kind of stuff now we're focusing on, is how can we help families? How can we help them prepare for retirement, prepare for their kids going to school, you know, all the way through life, during retirement, and even at death. And focusing on that has really improved our business. It helps us focus on what's important and what drives the revenue in the business. And the marketing and the branding just makes it easier for clients to see and to pick up new clients.
And with the whole family direction too, is that generations. Meeting teenagers, which, you know, finances and business and cash flow is a huge issue for a lot of teenagers and millennials.
Well, and that's the thing we saw. Like, I had a lot of clients asking me, can you teach my 15-year-old, or one is a 14-year-old, can you teach them something when you come do the review meetings? Even just take the first 10 minutes and teach them something.
You're not going to listen to me.
Then that's exactly it. We know our own kids. Mine aren't coming, by the way, because they won't listen to me. So hopefully they listen to one of the other guys in the office when they speak. But one of the things, it really did make me think, wow, there's something missing here. How can we add value to our clients? Here's a great example. And I've only posted on Facebook today and started marketing it today. And I've already had responses. So nobody else is doing it. And again, it's family oriented. And it's another example of how the WK family can help other families. And I think there's a big need. And you're right. The generational thing is great. Yes, we don't make a lot of money off of teenage kids. But again, it's that value added for their parents and their parents' parents. And even our clients' grandchildren will be invited. So, you know, it is it's a family thing, and that's just the way we look at it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's interesting because a lot of times I'm talking to advisors that are inquiring about branding, and they'll say, you know, can you give me an example? And I often use your story and show them your website, and they're like, wow, this is, we haven't seen anything like this. This is, they really nailed who they are. The emotional response is quite powerful. And as we know, emotions affect decisions on, and for anybody in purchasing any kind of thing or inquiring about anything, it's really important. And so you've really nailed it. And well, I just want to, you know, acknowledge you for running a very successful business and keeping focused on building the business. And also, well, there's a whole side of the business where, you know, as a family, you want to make sure everybody's looked after too. You know, that they're busy at work, but you know, there's time freedom and there's a lot of caring and stuff going on. It's not all just about revenues. Especially when you've got a family concept and family clientele.
Well, if you don't enjoy going to work every day, why do you do it? And and that's one of the things here. And so we try to make it easy for everyone. One of the things, Forge, that I forgot to mention, which is important, and I'm 47 this year, so I'm kind of in the mid, but I've been in this business for 24 years and right out of school. One of the things that the branding also did for us and for me personally is to guarantee that continue clients. When I transition out of the business eventually, and I have other people in the office already, we're dealing with that. And writing agreements and all that kind of stuff. It's more of a seamless transition for clients when I decide to retire than if we didn't have any branding, right? Because they're still gonna see the same logo. They're still gonna see the same letterhead, the same business card, maybe another name on there as for one of the other advisors here when my clients end up going to them. But for them, it's not as big of a transition from going from one dealer to another one. Right, or from one advisor completely to another one who does everything different. Right. So having the advisors kind of work together and under the same brand makes that transition a lot easier, I think, in the long run than if we didn't have anything.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, thanks for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great talking to you, for Forge. Always is.
And for our viewers, we're going to be showing a few of samples of some of the work we've done in this video. And feel free to check out some of our other videos and other advisors that we've talked to. Jeff, have a great day, and looking forward to talking to you in the future.
You too. Thanks, Fortunato. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
You've been listening to MasterPoint, creating original and compelling brands for financial advisors. Visit us online at masterpoint.ca. What's your story?